And W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. New Year's festivities began this morning in the Pacific Islands, and they're continuing around the globe. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more.
The celebration started in Australia.
Happy New Year!
In Sydney, crowds secured their spot to see the big display over the Opera House and Harbour Bridge, where a rainbow kicked off the show early.
Happy New Year!
So many are ready for a fresh start in 2023.
This woman from Argentina is in New York's Times Square to usher in the new year.
I grew up like watching movies and always like the ball drop. It's like, one of my dreams.
Like,
so this is my first time this year, so I'm excited.
By the way, the first ball drop in New York was in 1907. The current Waterford crystal ball that will be dropped at midnight weighs 12,000 pounds and has more than 30,000 LED lights. Amid the war in Ukraine, this Ukrainian soldier and his wife are looking forward to a peaceful New Year's celebration. They haven't seen each other in 6 months.
I get to spend the New Year together.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're expecting that for so long.
What are your plans for this, you know, very special New Year?
Just to be together.
Just us, nothing else.
Russia has bombarded Ukraine today with a fresh round of missile attacks. Marking the passing of former Pope Benedict XVI, here's CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Bells rang out in St. Peter's Square after the sad news. Pope Benedict was 95 years old. He had been ill for a while.
On Wednesday of the 28th, in the afternoon, he had received the anointing of the sick in the monastery at the end of the Holy Mass.
Vatican Speaker Matteo Bruni.
The funerals will be on Thursday this coming week, Thursday the 5th of January, at 9:30 on St. Peter's Square, and they will be presided over by Pope Francis.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Residents of Moscow, Idaho, breathing a sigh of relief after the arrest yesterday of Brian Christopher Koberger, the suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Dan Yabakis has details.
Koberger is being held without bail and will spend the weekend in Pennsylvania. His extradition back to Idaho expected next week. The arrest caps nearly 7 weeks of fear and frustration for families of the four murdered students.
This is the first bit of joy that we've had in close to 7 weeks. We hope that they've picked the right guy, and that gives us hope, and we haven't had hope for a long time.
That's Steve Gonsalves, the father of one of the victims, Kaylee Gonsalves. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 29, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs level off around 36. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 23. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Monday night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Don't do it. It's yucky. Stay home. Put your jammies on. Get some cocktails. Sit on your couch and join us.
I tell you what. So the spaceship.tv, just being here for the last 90 minutes getting set up.
super impressive with everything that's going on behind the scenes. There's bands being sound checked right now in the other room. People are working frantically to hang pictures and tablecloths and stuff like that. We'll get full credit later on, Rocker. But
wow.
Let's nice. Tell the people what they're in store for tonight.
Well, what we're going to do, Jimmy, is we're going to have three amazing local bands mm-hmm. from right here in Madison. We're going to start off the night with the Civil Engineers.
Yay!
Will be our first band live.
So excited.
And with Molly and the horn section and, you know, drum set.
Yes.
That's going to be pretty cool.
A real whole big drum set. I know. We don't get to do that in the studio.
Right, right.
At least not yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. But we will be doing it here more often because the second band we're going to bring in tonight, Linda and the Zeros. And Linda and the Zeros is just an amazing electric band.
Yeah.
You know, they're a 7-piece band tonight, I believe. And Linda just puts on electrifying,
amazing vocal
performances.
I have to say to you, Atwood
yes.
Fest
yes.
this past summer,
yes.
Atwood Fest happens every summer, end of July in Madison. Linda and the Zeros. And I remember we were all watching out in the audience
yes.
and going, what is this? Is amazing. And
yes.
you must have known that other people were saying the same thing. You came up on stage when they were all wrapped up and you said, they're local. They are local.
Amazing.
And, yeah, so I'm so excited they're here tonight.
And then to finish off the night tonight, to bring us into the new year, it is going to be Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, you're
going to
see Jimmy K go all love geeky on Porky's Groove Machine.
Are we going to see you dancing? Little groove dance? Jimmy K dance?
Look, I'm happy to do anything, but there's the cameras, you know? We're on TV tonight.
Well, this is Jimmy, when you have to say, who cares?
They have a hot dog in the band.
We have
so
a half
tonight
barrel.
You can... Well, no, they have a hot dog in the band.
Yes.
And so tonight you can fulfill your dream. You can dance with a hot dog.
With a hot dog.
And a unicorn and a superhero.
Yes.
A superhero,
doesn't get much better
a squid.
Than that. The squid.
There's a squid.
Right.
There's a ranger, a Power Ranger.
Yes.
There is a banana.
Oh.
There is a Martian.
What is the young lady?
The Martian.
She's the Martian. Thank you. She's fun.
And
they're all fun, though. Oh, my goodness.
For those of you listening on the Civic Media Radio Network, if you want to visualize this,
yes.
all you have to do is go to your computer,
yep.
type in thespaceship.tv in yep. your web browser. And it's super easy. It just takes you right there. Click the play button. And we're live on your television set. And
indeed.
We apologize in advance for Rockers and I's matching shirt tonight.
We're purple.
Yeah.
It's a Prince
oh!
night. It's New Year's Eve.
You guys.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, too, that tonight at the spaceship.tv, we have a chat room.
Oh, this is going
to
be really
fun. So I'm logging in right now.
Okay.
We're going to be
okay.
logging into the chat room so people can send us chats. And
we can just say hi.
Yeah, we can just say hi. We can say Happy New Year.
Yes.
Tell us what you're doing this New Year's.
And let us know where you're watching or listening from.
Please, yes.
We would love that. Oh, my goodness.
And, Jimmy, we can't forget some of our great sponsors for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Starkweather Brewing Company over on Atwood Avenue.
They
make
some beer.
Great micro beers. And they're feeding the bands a little bit of beer tonight. And, of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Mm-hmm. You know. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. All right, we got an interview with the Civil Engineers coming up here shortly.
Yeah.
They're going to play live in the 7 o'clock hour. That's going to be amazing. We've got some music on the way from Madison Malone. Brand new Marston here in the playlist. Let's kick it off with one of my favorite bands that we met here in 2022 because they are so fantastic. Jason Vargas.
Oh, yeah.
And the Apollos. I love this song. The song is called Suffer. It's Max Inc. Radio live at thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's, everybody. Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
You wanna make me cry. You wanna make me
politician, I combat, I combat, I come back.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When the gravity train is rolling, don't drag your feet. When they're going good, don't get in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet. What you saying to me? She said, I
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's the Blues Disciples there and Gravy Train. Little Earthquakes before that with Digital Cowboy and Jason Vargas and the Apollo started that set off with Suffer. Jimmy K, Terry Barr, and Rocker here with you live from the spaceship.tv, broadcasting live all over the state here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in Madison. We're doing a live show tonight on location, and we got some live music for the people.
It's going to be delicious.
It's going to be awesome. Maxi Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations, Monona, Sun Prairie, and downtown on Livingston Street. There's pizza that there sells, salvatorestomatopies.com. And by the Stark Weather Brewing Company, it's a community-focused gathering place serving food, brewing, beer. The beer is so good. They're on Atwood Avenue.
Well, we'll be the judge of that, won't we?
I think I just judged it. It's pretty darn good beer, yeah. Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. You can see the latest selections at StarkWeatherBrewing.com. And thank you to Stark Weather Brewing, too, for the
beer. Yes, thank you. That. Yes, yes, yes.
Tommy Trigger. Former Max Inc. radio
DJ. That's right.
He's kind of helped us get the beer there.
That was very good.
The Outlaw.
Live musical performances from Porky's Groove Machine, Linda and the Zeros, the Civil Engineers coming up just after 7 o'clock.
We're kicking it off.
Have a chat with the band here in a couple of minutes. But first, something we do here on the Max Inc. radio show, we'd like to inform you what's going on in the music scene. And here with some bar notes.
I know, you've dubbed it Bar Notes, case you have not heard of that.
Notes with Terry Barr.
Bar Notes. I know, we need to come up with a little...
We need a promo package.
We need sound effects.
Yes.
It's on the to-do list.
Okay, excellent. I love it. Okay, big Wednesday night ahead for anyone in the Madison area or anywhere in Wisconsin. I should put it that way. Everybody knows Rayne Stern. Of course, she was on, was she on Idol?
American, The Voice.
She Thank was on you, The Voice. I get those all mixed up because we have honestly been so lucky to have so many Wisconsin artists on both of those shows.
Yeah.
It's really pretty incredible. Rayne Stern coming home, though. She's an L.A. girl now, but she's coming home to do a show on Wednesday night at High Noon Saloon in Madison, and you know it's going to be quite the show. And our friend Marsden is opening the show. So that's something to look forward to midweek, especially after you just kind of ring in the new year with us. And then you're thinking, ugh, now what? Yeah. Well, Wednesday night, put that down. Here's the other big news. I have a couple big news pieces tonight, but here's the other that goes with Rayne Stern. One leaves, comes home for a show to play. Another leaves and will come back eventually to play. Everybody, our friend... an amazing blues artist, Kelsey Miles.
Ah.
Kelsey will be leaving the area.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's leaving in April. Moving to Kansas City.
What? Wow.
Yeah, she messaged me and she said, Terry, it's all about the blues scene there and barbecue.
Well, she better stay a Packer fan.
Oh, she...
Well, you know she will.
Yeah. She's working on a new album right now, and I tried to get her to promise that she would come on the show to visit us before she goes. But she said, you know, you can't ever stay away too long. She'll be back. She'll do shows. And I said, stay in touch because we really want you to be part of us whenever you can.
You know, Kelsey has Rhodey, the cat that she takes everywhere.
Yeah.
Well-behaved cat, actually.
A very well-trained, beautiful cat. Here's the Rhodey.
And Rhodey won a Madison Area Music Association Award for being the Rhodey of the Year. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And Rhodey had a little tutu on, and they were taking pictures together. Kelsey was just gorgeous, and she was holding Rhodey with a little red tutu on.
You know, you can't get more inclusive than including a cat to win an award.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm okay with that. That's perfectly okay.
So we wish Kelsey all the best, but we know we're going to see her. She's going to be on a show with us before she gets out of town. Otherwise, I'm going to stand on the interstate and be like, Kelsey Miles, wherever you are, nope.
Blockade.
Yep.
All right. We'll have some more bar notes later on.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Rocker, do you got anything intelligent to say tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Jimmy, we were on earlier on the Dame Buy Local show talking about
Jason Hafen.
Max Inc. and Max Inc. Radio and the spaceship.tv.
Oh, that's awesome.
We were talking about just the whole show. It was really a good time. And I was reminded, you know, Porky's Groove Machine, they're coming here. They had a show last night in Appleton. And, of course, those guys are based in Minneapolis. So they came down for the show.
Oh, they are now.
Yeah,
okay.
So they had a homecoming show last night, and they're just wild and crazy. Mm-hmm. So we talked to them on the radio today, and we got to go through a lot of history and talk about Max Inc. Radio and the Spaceship.tv and our partnership, and remind people, if you're listening out there, that you can go to thespaceship.tv,
get it's
on
that easy. Yeah.
And watch the stream tonight. And normally that stream costs money. Online music venue.
Yep.
So normally people pay like they pay in to get in the door like at any other venue. Mm-hmm. But we arranged it so for our listeners tonight that you can sample it for free tonight. So I encourage our listeners, if you're out there all over Wisconsin, you can also watch our stream tonight and hit the chat room. I'm there now.
I would imagine there's probably a tip jar because of the awesome
Absolutely.
Music that you're going to get from the bands tonight.
Mm-hmm. There is a tip jar, Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel a little generous. You're going to want to throw in a 10 or a 20 in the pot. Help out the band. They need some gas money.
And huge thanks to the spaceship. Wow.
And their crew. They have a huge crew over there. An amazing amount of people mm-hmm. that are all behind the scenes here.
And we'll talk about more of that in depth later on as the night goes on.
Okay. And I'll do a little Facebook Live for everybody on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. Yes.
So we're live at the spaceship.tv. We're broadcasting live statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody.
Woo!
It's going to be a great night. We got live music coming up. We're going to talk with the civil engineers in just a couple of minutes. Marston is going to be opening for Rain Stern on Wednesday night at the High Noon Saloon. Let's hear his brand new music right now. It's Tune It Out. Happy New Year, live on Civic Media and the spaceship.tv.
Sky high. Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, also broadcasting live on the spaceship.tv. That was the latest one from Kelsey Miles there, I Go Back.
Uh-oh. And we just talked about her.
Moving to Kansas City. How dare you, Kelsey?
I know. She said it's the blues scene and the barbecue.
But it's absolutely true that you can never leave Madison. You always come back.
She promised already. She is promising that she will be back. She's not leaving until April. So if you see any shows scheduled, Kelsey Miles and her band, go see her.
Go see her for sure.
Anywhere around Wisconsin or the Midwest.
We are live on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide on the here in the state of Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Happy New Year. Also, Happy New Year to those of you watching on thespaceship.tv. Happy to have you all along. I do want to give a shout out to my good friends Eric and Amy over at Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're a proud sponsor of Max Inc. Radio. week after week on the radio. We really appreciate them. They're in Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. And you can shop their wares at igniteglassandgifts.com, Rocker.
Jimmy, if you're just tuning in, you may be listening to tonight's audio broadcast on one of our many radio stations across the Civic Media statewide radio network, or you may be streaming from the Civic Media app. But tonight, you can also watch Max Inc. Radio by going to thespaceship.tv, where you'll find a high-quality video and audio stream of the show. Come join us now, because we're in the chat room, too, and we're all looking at it. We want to chat with you. You can interact. In just a few minutes, we'll have a live performance with the civil engineers here on a location at thespaceship.tv, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Starkweather Brewing. But right now, let's welcome to the show Molly, Tim, and Kyle from the civil engineers.
So guys, good.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
So good, you guys. Oh, thank you.
All right. We may need a little volume here.
Yeah.
Say hello one more time. Well, we'll let the control room is probably busy right now.
Oh, I think you can hear me now.
Ooh, yeah. How about now?
Oh,
check.
All right, we have. They're back.
It's live TV.
We could do it again.
Live TV.
I just want to say, too, this is the first time we've done TV or radio on the TV. So there's
radio on the TV.
Can I tell you a really quick story?
Yes.
I've done TV news for a million years, and one time my mic totally went out. The battery died. The backup battery died. They couldn't get anything to me quick enough, so I had to talk like this. I talked into my co-anchor's chest for like 3 stories. So I was already feeling like, oh, Molly, you'll be okay. Don't worry.
They can talk into my chest. It's fine.
Everybody's lining up.
I know. You are such good humor, Molly. I love it. Okay, now we have been so lucky to enjoy the civil engineers for a decade.
Yeah.
A decade already. But for the listeners who are not familiar and are going to get an amazing taste of the music tonight, tell us a little backstory about the civil engineers. And do you all have day jobs as well? Because that's always a musician question, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
We do have day jobs. We are hard-working people. A lot of us met working tech jobs, and that was, like you said, 10 years ago, 2012, we first started playing music together. There's 3 original civil engineers left, and not a one of us is actually a civil engineer.
What?
I hate to break it to people. It's the most disappointing thing about us is that none of us could pass that test if we needed to.
I thought you were the people who built the, you know, Monona Terrace.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the
You're
bridges.
Right.
I was like, what?
I wish I could take credit.
Oh my gosh.
And my sister actually is a civil engineer, and I always feel bad that she's such a hardworking, smart person, and I'm like a fake civil engineer, and everyone thinks I am.
So where'd that name come from?
Well, we played a party. We wrote a song for a party right in those early days. We're about building bridges.
Save the bridge.
It was all about saving bridges, building bridges, and people were like, what are you guys, civil engineers?
Particularly, you were trying to save the bridge up in
the steel bridge.
The steel bridge.
I tell you what, it wasn't an imaginary bridge. This is a common misconception, but you know, we like that. We like that. The rumors have really gotten away from us, where people think we really save bridges, and I'm into that. I think let's go with it.
I like it.
We're separating the real facts and
we're getting into it.
The news and the noise.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
You heard it here first.
You told me off air earlier,
Molly.
That you're really not working. You actually just quit your job.
I just quit my job.
And you're about to launch your own business.
Don't remind me.
Yes.
No, I did. I quit my job. It was great. I had my last day yesterday, and I'm going to start my own business. It's going to be a new bookstore in Madison, Wisconsin, called Lake City Books.
I'm writing it down.
Keep your eyes out. I'm going to have press releases and everything coming out in the next couple months, hoping to open late spring. So
it's on the square?
On the square, right by the Children's Museum. I just signed a lease like 4 days ago. This is hot news.
This is hot news.
You guys are getting the first breaking news take.
This is awesome.
So it's happening, I know. So yeah, I'm going to be a little busy. The future of the civil engineers is going to depend on how how busy my bookstore is.
Or they're all, you're going to have all your shows at the bookstore.
I mean, yeah, exactly. If you want to book us in the vicinity of the square, that would be great. And then I can go to the show and just put a little sign up back in 20 minutes playing a show.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Wow. What about you other guys?
I'm in healthcare IT.
In
Milwaukee. So okay. I've joined a health system in Milwaukee, and I moved to Milwaukee from Madison in pursuit of that job. So when you're talking about Kelsey Miles, like, you don't really leave Madison. There's a part of you that you leave behind. I can
your soul
his band
here.
Is what he left behind. No, he comes back all the time for rehearsals.
Well, we are grateful for that. Yeah.
In IT, are you familiar with the band Help Desk here in Madison?
No, I'm not. No,
I am. Yeah, I remember that name.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what their music is all about.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
This Love band it. Is for you, man. Mm-hmm. Check them out.
Yeah, all very right. funny. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, what are you up to?
Hey, I'm doing my thing. I play in a few different
10 bands.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
I'm an educator. I teach music lessons.
Thank you.
Guitar and trombone and euphonium and
where do you teach?
Ukulele. These days, a lot of my teaching is out of Madison Music Foundry.
Nice.
I've been there for a year and a half now. That's a really cool place to be.
The future musicians you were bringing along. Thank you.
That's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet he's a great teacher, too. I can picture
so
it.
So calm and patient.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So patient.
Kyle, what do you do when you're not doing music? What's
more music, pretty much.
Is it like a music teacher? He's a musician. Yeah. It's just all
it
music,
all goes
right?
together. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much that. I mean, I do things for fun too. I guess like hiking and.
I was gonna say like
he's an outdoorsman. He's an outdoorsman.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say for fun, he does music.
I mean, recreational music.
I offered that up.
When you're hiking, are you singing to yourself?
Yeah, so it never ends. It's a blessing and a curse.
He's writing his next song while he's hiking. Yes, that's a way to do it.
Hopefully he's hiking in 4/4 time and not something crazy like 7/8. That would look kind of funny, you know? So the Civil Engineers, you guys just won a MAMA Award for Best Pop Album in 2022 for Heads on Birds.
Yeah.
And we premiered some of those songs right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tell us about your latest records for those of our listeners who maybe haven't heard it yet.
So this is something that we recorded prior to the pandemic. And so we recorded it, I think, maybe in 2019. And
right at the end, yeah.
We were sitting on it because for us, the live music experience is really good, and nothing's better than an album release show. So we didn't really want to release it during the pandemic because we wanted to get people out. But there was a part in the album where we really were trying to introduce group vocals. It's not something that we did in the past, and we actually, like, after we recorded most of it, we went back and added some layers. Kyle is featured. I think Miss Me has some of the best group vocals that we've put together. And so I think that might be one of the things that stands out compared to our previous albums. So
yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Are we going to hear some of that tonight?
Oh, yeah. Probably the whole thing.
For sure.
Well, your previous album, Hashtag, won several awards as well. How many albums total do you have out?
I'd say three. Yep. Three EPs. We had like a demo, if we want to count that.
Let's not count that.
I have the demo.
Oh,
wow.
Die hard.
I do.
we put the jewel case. Well, they weren't even jewel cases. We just kind of folded pieces of paper and put these like CDs in them. But
it was 2012, okay?
Yeah. You do what you got to do. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And this is a repeat award for you guys. So you've literally won Best Pop Album for two of your three albums. Tell us how that feels.
Awesome.
It feels great. I mean, we thanks to Garrick, who's our keyboardist, who kind of submitted it. And we hadn't really done a ton of promotion around it. And so, like, it wasn't really something that we expected. And kind of reflecting on that, It's really a thank you to everybody that actually voted for us, because it was something that people kind of recognized and remembered us and listened to it. So it feels really organic, and I appreciate that, and it's awesome.
So when we look at you 10 years later, what happens next? I mean, obviously, we heard what Molly is talking about, but where do you guys go in the future? I mean, now you've had award-winning albums, and we love you guys. We don't want to lose you in any way, so...
Yeah, you can't move.
Well, we do have a new song we're still writing. We'll have a new one tonight for you guys to listen, that Kyle wrote, and...
premiering a brand new song live.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Exactly. So there's still stuff in the hopper. You know, we're creating things. We don't know what gigging's going to look like as much this year, because, like, not only just me, but other people have some new things on the horizon as well in the band. So life is taking us after 10 years in directions that make us a little busier. But we always make times for the shows that are really important to us, and to play a couple hometown gigs, because we just love to play music together. So, and we love our fans, we love Madison, we love the music community here, and we don't plan on, you know, giving that up anytime soon.
Well, it's New Year's Eve, we're on the spaceship.tv, we're yes. broadcasting live on the radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to give the people music in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, here. I get can't wait. Yeah.
Almost a full set mm-hmm. of the civil engineers. Kyle, Tilo, Molly, thank you so much.
You guys, for coming thank out you.
Tonight. Thank you for having
thank
us.
You. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your wonderful talent. And this is going to be amazing for everybody.
Absolutely.
Wherever they're watching from to
That's
get a
so
taste
cool.
of this.
From space, right? Are there
from
people?
Space.
Oh, it's got to be.
Just checking.
Now, how do people keep up with the civil engineers online?
And what's on the next, what's the next show or two that you have on the calendar?
Ooh, I can do the first one. thecivilengineers.com, Civil Engineers the Band on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. We're on Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever you are, we will be there. I don't know what the next gig is, though. We, like I said, we're still feeling out what the spring's going to look like because of my little project here that I'm working on.
Your little project.
Really tentative at this moment.
Yeah. But we'll figure some stuff out, and we'll be out. We'll be out soon. We'll let you guys know. You'll be the first to know.
And we will let everybody else
tell
know.
The world for sure. And we want to tell the world about your bookstore. So when you get up and running, come back and see us at the studio and tell us all about it. Okay?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Bring some books too. Okay.
Oh. Don't threaten me with a good time.
We are live at the spaceship.tv. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We got some live music coming up to you. The Civil Engineers are going to perform live later. Linda and the Zeros and my I'm going to melt down and goo.
I can't wait to
for
watch
the Porky's Groove Machine.
Yeah, they are some of our favorites. We
they
love
are
those guys.
Coming here for you, Jimmy.
Yes.
They're awesome. All right,
yes.
We're gonna play some music here. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. How about some listening party? This song is called Bones.
Never. Abby's experience?
Amazing! Mike's, you won't be disappointed. And Trish, not your typical bus. Some extreme but real five-star reviews for Extreme Party Bus. Based in Wisconsin Rapids, Extreme Party Bus doesn't stop at the city limits. A wedding party, special adults or kids get together, bar hopping, whatever and wherever. Leave the safe driving to Extreme Party Bus while you relax in limousine-like luxury. Then write your own review. Extreme Party Bus Service, 715-712-1146.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news.